1-800-393-3700 is the McLaren Health Plan phone line, where we head out to talk to Dr. John Braccio, who's the director of the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you, sir?
Well, very good, Tony. Can't complain at all. We're getting some nice weather, warm weather. It may be a little rain today, but overall, I think we've got a good streak of nice weather coming up, so that turns into what I'd call hooray. Very good.
Dr. Braccio, I want to talk to you a little bit about something that it can be very unpleasant, and that's evil, especially evil folks who have done psychologically shocking things to other people, other human beings. We know what's been going on in different parts of the world where people's lives have been taken. We talked a little bit about last week what happened in East Lansing with someone just going up to two people and shooting and killing them. And now we have a situation overseas where more than 270 young girls were taken from their school, made to renounce their Christianity, and they're being held captive. And what a terrible situation. It makes you wonder what kind of person could do something like that.
Well, it really is. You know, evil is a good word, particularly when you're dealing with something being done under the guise of religion. This is, you know, hard to believe, because this particular group, Boko Haram, you know, their goal is to, you know, have a pure Islamic state ruled by Sharia. Now, this has to be a corruption of any view of what I'd call a religion with a just God of any type. And then to see these girls dressed, you know, in the Muslim, you know, in terms of clothing, chanting out for Allah. These are, from everything I've seen, were Christian. And just to do this and make a public display of it, but also taking these girls from their families, threatening in terms of, you know, selling them, you know, for slavery or, you know, or marriages and using them sexually. The whole thing just seems hard to believe and terrible, actually. So terrible that it's even hard to believe people could believe this is something for coping. It also shows the potential for the human mind, if you will, to go in a direction, murderous, call it thuggery, call it evil, call it despicable, whatever word. You can't even find the right words to explain it, Tony, but it does show the need to make sure that, certainly not on this level, hopefully, that we do watch what we think and always try to go by, you know, do unto others you'd have them do unto you, and try to really work on tolerance and teach this to our children, model it for people around us, and just try to really be a good person and use horrific examples like this, or even at the small level, even though it's not small if you're one of the one killed, what happened in Lansing and East Lansing last week, just going out and shooting and killing people. It's pretty scary when you're just trying to lead a good, peaceful, good human being life.
How does someone become that way?
I think what happens in cases like fanatics, there are often people looking for something. They haven't found something in their life. They're taken under the control, mind control, call it what you will, of a person. To me, these are almost like cults when you get people out, in this case, we'll say, over in Nigeria, out in the jungles, or out in the area there, where you're just getting together, you're part of a group, you become a destructive group, you're doing it under the guise of religion, and then when you're taking these young girls, who you're obviously having no respect for whatsoever, under the guise of helping them and bringing them into religion, their particular view of religion, which certainly would be a pretty small view, I might add. And so it flourishes. It becomes a group, and everything around them becomes that way. They become the crowd. And when a crowd is very different than an individual, so they pick these things up. We've seen it over many, many years, whether it would be Napoleon's hordes, whether it be Hitler, whatever it would be, Stalin, Mao. I mean, people that just mass murder, just come forward presenting an ideology, a belief structure people are looking for. And often these are people that are lost in life, don't have a place. They join something, and they seem to be utterly oblivious to how wrong and evil on a really a gigantic scale in terms of what's, we'll say, what's happened historically or what's happening in Nigeria. Because it isn't just these girls. There have been churches burned with, people in them, as a matter of fact. Boys killed, people kidnapped. This has just become an international incident. But it's people, I think, that are looking for something. They don't have something in life. They join a group. And in this case, the group certainly would represent evil to almost anyone except for fanatics that would have those particular views. Pretty sad type of a story. And picking on a very much smaller level, the Lansing thing, I'm really not exactly sure what happened, but this was a person who, if I can go by what I read, was a drinker, was a arguer, and just somehow felt it was right for him to go kill two people. That was more of an individual kind of a person, but we don't know what was going on in the dark recesses of his mind. Pretty
all right, Dr. Braccio, can someone like that be helped? And if he was your patient, what would you do, and how long would it take?
Well, those are hard questions. I think it depends on the person, Tony. And again, we're talking in a wide range of fanatics, how, killing people, groups to an individual. I think if you can talk to a person before they have really, we'll say, turned, or even after they've turned to evil, wrong, call it what you will, and you can communicate with them, and they really have a desire to change, they see what they're doing is inappropriate, they see they've gotten into a mindset that is very wrong, they have the desire. That becomes the main thing. If the person has a desire, they're working on it, then they can change. Anyone can change. But if you become so fanatical, and sadly, if you use religion as part of this, that you actually believe God is involved with you out doing these horrible things to people, it becomes a much harder thing to do. But I think anybody can change, assuming they're sane, assuming they really want to change. But as far as how long it would take, that totally depends on the person. And it also depends on really the desire and the environment they're in. If the person can change, will change, and is not going to be influenced by others. The human mind is fascinating. Obviously, I've been at this 48 years, and I still really love it. I enjoy it, working with people. If a person wants to, they can change. If they don't want to, or they're lukewarm about it, then they won't. And if someone else wants them to change, but they really don't want to, they will not. But I believe people can change quickly. They can change in a positive way, but they have to really want to, and everything has to be in the right position. Very, very tough situations we're talking about here, though, Tony. These are pretty demented, evil, destructive type people that are doing these type things.
We've been speaking with Dr. John Braccio at Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, Tony.